Woohoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing some letters and sounds, and we're going to have fun. I just need to remind you that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means that if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. All right, let's get started. Write your name in pencil at the top of your page, and please write neatly. We need to be able to read your name. We need to know who this person is. This person talking to you right now is Mrs. Oldham, just so you know. You can put your pencil away. We are going to be doing some coloring first. At the top of your page, there is a picture. We're going to be looking at some of the objects and trying to figure out what they begin with. So let's begin. Can you find something in the picture that begins with this sound? Do you see anything in your picture that begins with mmm? Yes, the moon. Moon begins with the letter M. Let's color our moon yellow. Find some kind of yellow crayon and let's color the moon yellow. Moon begins with the letter M. M, moon, mmm. M, moon, mmm. Moon begins with the letter M. It is a magnificent moon. Magnificent begins with the letter M too. We could also say it's a marvelous moon. Marvelous begins with the letter M also. M, moon, mmm. You try it. You say M, moon, mmm. Your turn. You got it. Now, boys and girls, that's not a very big moon, so I'm already finished coloring mine. I'll give you 5 more seconds to color yours, and then we're going to move on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. So moon begins with the letter M. Can you find something in our picture that begins with the letter A? And it makes the A sound. A, A, A. Do you see it? It's the astronaut. Astronaut begins with the letter A and says A. So let's color our astronaut. Let's color his suit blue. Let's color his suit blue. And let's color his helmet, the section around his helmet, and his suit, his shirt, his pants, his boots. Let's color everything blue, but leave his head alone. Leave, like, you know, where he can see, but color around the head. So A, astronaut, A. A, astronaut, A. Begins with the letter A and makes the A sound. Can you think of any other words that might begin with the letter A, like astronaut? I'll give you some, and you tell me if it is true and it begins the same way as astronaut or if it's not true. What about ant? Ant. Yes, that begins with the letter A. It makes the A sound. What about alligator? Alligator. True. That is true. What about dog? No, dog does not begin with the letter A. We're going to leave dog out of the A. It doesn't make the A sound at the beginning. What about axe? Axe. Yes, that begins with the letter A. What about frog? Frog. Nope, that does not. Now, I finished coloring his suit, the outline of his helmet, and his boots blue. I'm going to put down my blue crayon and give you a few more seconds. 3, finished or not, 2, and 1. Let's color his hair brown. Find your brown crayon. This will just take us a quick second. Color his hair brown. And then we'll leave everything else alone. So A, astronaut, A, and then we have M, moon, mmm. All right. We're going to move on. Can you find something in the picture that begins with R? R. Do you see that rocket? Look at that rocket. Wow. Let's color the rocket red. Go ahead and start coloring the rocket red. I'm going to leave the circle hole blank. I'm going to go around that. But the rocket is red. Red and rocket both start with the letter R. R, rocket, R, red, R. They both begin with the letter R and make the R sound. Now, this astronaut should probably get back in his rocket. I don't know what he's doing outside of his rocket. It looks kind of dangerous. He's just floating there in space. No way, Jose. Not gonna do it. Would you want to grow up to be an astronaut? Do you think you could do that? Float around in space? I might be able to do it if I was in the rocket. But floating around in space? No thanks. No way, Jose. So rocket and red both begin with the letter R and say R at the beginning. All right. So let's review. M makes which sound? Mmm. Astronaut says which sound? The letter A for astronaut. Ah. And rocket has an R at the beginning and it says R. You got it. I'm going to put my red crayon down because I finished coloring my rocket, but I'll give you 10 more seconds because it's kind of big. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, finished or not, 2, 1. Please put down your red crayon. Can you find something in our picture that begins with this sound? Do you see anything in the picture that begins with S? Yes, stars. Look at all of them. I'm going to count them. Let's count the stars. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 stars. Let's color our stars orange. Find an orange crayon and color the stars orange. We're going to color all 8 of them. Go ahead and start. Stars begins with S. S, stars, s, s, star, s, and then I said go ahead and start. Start is the same as stars. It begins with the letter S. It makes the s sound. Can you think of other words that begin with the letter S and make the s sound? Does planet, I see a planet in our picture. How about planet? Nope, that doesn't begin with the letter S. Not at all. We said star, start. What about stop? Stop. Yes, that begins with the letter S. If I was that astronaut, I would be saying, stop, stop, come pick me up. I need to get in that rocket. Take me with you. Stop, start, star. These all begin with the letter S. S, star, S. I'm finished coloring all 8 of my stars. You're probably close to being finished, so take a few more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing at the bottom of our page. Let's start on number 1. Look at number 1. There's a capital letter next to number 1. We could also call it an uppercase letter. What letter is that? Yes, that's capital A. Go ahead and trace it for me. And then trace the lowercase a. And then scoot over here. See a blank spot? Hold it, hold it, hold it. Don't go too fast. We're going to write the letter A, but you need to listen because I'm going to tell you whether or not to make it a capital A or a lowercase a. Ready? I want you to write a lowercase a. Please write a lowercase a. Just one. Just one. That's all we have room for. Scoot across to number two. What letter is next to number two? It's a capital letter. M. M. Mmm. Trace it for me. And then trace the lowercase m for me. M. Mmm. And then scoot over. And I want you to write a capital M for me. Just one. Capital M. Mmm. Find number three on your page. What is that capital letter? It's capital letter R. You got it. Trace it for me. R. 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 I didn't trace it very good, so I'm erasing and fixing mine. There I go. And trace the lowercase r. 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 Now scoot across. I want you to make a lowercase r. A lowercase r, just one. Find number four for me. Which capital letter is next to number four? S. Trace it for me. Then trace the lowercase s. Now I want you to write a capital S on your own. Make a capital S for me, right? Neatly. S. Okay, you can put your pencil down for number five. We're actually going to use our crayons. I'm really checking to see how good you're listening. Number five, you'll look across. If you look across with your finger and move your finger across, you're going to see a lot of dark black letters. I want you to search and find the lowercase a for me. Can you find the lowercase a for me? When you find it, put your finger on it. And then I want you to circle that with your orange crayon. Find your orange crayon and circle the lowercase a. Good job. All right, stay on number five. And I want you to search and find the lowercase r. Can you find the lowercase r? When you find it, put your finger on it. All right. Circle the lowercase r with your blue crayon. Circle the lowercase r with your blue crayon. There you go. Stay on number five. Search and find capital M. Mmm. When you find capital M, put your finger on it. All right, you found it. Circle it with your yellow crayon. Circle capital M with your yellow crayon. Last one for number five. Number five. Search and find capital S. When you find it, put your finger on it and circle it with your red crayon. Your red crayon. Okay, you should have circled capital M with your yellow crayon, capital S with your red crayon, lowercase r with your blue crayon, and lowercase a with your orange crayon. Let's do number six. You'll need your pencil. We're going to write the letter that begins the picture. So look at the picture. It's an ant. Ant. How does the word ant begin? Ant. A-a. Yes. What letter should we write for ant? A. Yes. You should write the letter A next to the ant. Scoot over. Sandwich. Sandwich. What letter should we write for sandwich? S. Sandwich begins with the letter S. What about mouse? Mouse. How does the word mouse begin? M. Please write the letter M for mouse. And our last picture is ring. Ring. What letter should we write for ring? How does ring begin? Yes, it begins with an R. So you should write the letter R. Boys and girls, we did it. We did the whole activity. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.